Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today it's one of those days where I share with you what happened to me less than 2 hours ago. Before I go on, I want to thank all of my listeners. I'm sincerely just grateful for all of your emails, all of your comments, all of your encouragement. Thank you for my new Facebook friends. I'm so grateful and so honored to have you listening today. Today is a special day because, honestly, today your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, got challenged like she has never been challenged before. And that's what happens in this life. We are challenged with experiences. We are challenged with circumstances. We are challenged with events. And let me speak for myself. When I'm challenged, this is what I want. This is what I long for. This is what I've been waiting for, been searching for, and it's to be able to go through to experience anything in my life. I don't care whether it's a death, sickness, I'm broke. It doesn't matter what it is. To be able to experience this and flow through each experience and still be okay. There was a time in my life where I just have to admit, my whole life was a roller coaster, up, down, up, down, up, down, and the ups and the downs were because of what happened to me. What happened outside of me? Did I get in a car accident? Am I overdrawn at the bank? Did I break up with my boyfriend? Did I get a divorce from my husband? Oh, am I too fat? The list is endless. And I have to admit and share that I actually got tired. I was tired. I was exhausted of the roller coaster ride. I remember asking, what about just being peaceful? Isn't there a way for me just to be at peace with everything that happens in my life? Isn't there a way to experience feeling okay without feeling I'm about to walk off a freaking cliff? Relationship issues, financial issues, circumstantial issues, whatever it is. Do I have to feel happy and then sad and then miserable and then do I have to go through these moods? Do I have to really cry and then laugh? Do I really have to feel everything? isn't there a way just to be at peace with everything? Is there a way, is it possible to be content and peaceful and joyful regardless of what's happening to me? And the answer is yes, there is. There is a way to feel okay with whatever happens. And I know this because I've been experiencing this firsthand. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about maintaining and sustaining happiness regardless of your experiences. This show, Reality Spirituality, sheds a light on you, me, what happens to us during this period of time we call life, and actually dissolves and gets rid of what happens. And we break it all the way down to this internal peace, because this internal peace is peaceful, is eternally peaceful, regardless of what happens on the outside. Regardless of what happens to us on the outside. Breaking up, car accident, bank account withdrawn, losing your job, getting older, boyfriend leaving you, boyfriend you, whatever it is. Why is there so much? Why do we have to react in a way that quite frankly and that honestly, in my opinion, harms us? Because when we react and we behave, I'm miserable, like when that feeling or that energy or that vibration is of sadness or moodiness or irritability or aggravation or pissed offness, guess what? It doesn't serve us. It doesn't help us. It's like drinking poison. When I say drinking poison, I mean that, do you think that there is anything good that comes out of feeling sad? Is there anything good that comes out of worrying? Is there anything good that comes out of getting pissed off, being angry? I mean, really, does that feel like that benefits you in any way? Anger, does anger benefit you? Yeah, well, I'm venting. You can vent, but the venting, there's a different, okay, let me say this. There's a way to vent. There's a way to express yourself. There's a way to let things out without doing any harm to self, without doing any harm to you. And that's what happened to me today. Let me get right on it and share with you this. This is really, don't tell anybody. In October, November 2010, I'm one of these people that, oh my goodness, I love a pedicure. And I was getting pedicures every 2 weeks for years and years and years and years. I'm really high maintenance, okay? Okay, I'm high maintenance. And in October or November, I don't remember exactly when, 2010, I went to a new salon. And this woman that was giving me the pedicure, she said to me, she told me four words that changed my life. Four words that changed my life. You ready? You have toe fungus. What? You have toe fungus. Well, I have to say, audience, because if you know me, you know that I'm high maintenance. I'm very hygienic. I'm really, really detailed. I really take care of myself. I mean, I'm clean. I bathe. And when she said you have toe fungus, I'm thinking of how could I have toe fungus? I mean, isn't that just for people that you know, don't bathe, or isn't that for people that don't shower or take care of themselves? Well, the answer was hell no. Because what I found out is, you know that I'm an athlete and I've been teaching exercise for over 30 years, and consequently, I'm in tennis shoes, my toenails are moist, and the other thing is I have very flat feet. And flat feet, what happens is your toes start overlapping on the other toes. And when you have the overlapping, it means that you're not getting enough air and the whole thing. Basically, I had toe fungus, which let's see, what is the word is, let's see, I'm going to try to pronounce it. Onychomycosis. Yeah, it's a long word. Toe fungus. Now, I was traumatized by that statement. And she told me, she says, it's very common. Don't worry about it. She says, you know, there's some very good over-the-counter medications. She gave me a list of a few. And believe me, I didn't just get one. I got two, and I got three separate ones, and I probably put them on at the same time. I was really on this getting rid of this toe fungus. Well, a few months went by, and my toenails didn't look any different. I have to say they were like a yellowish color, and the toenails themselves got thicker. Now, I realized that this was happening. I remember looking at my toes, but I just thought it was because of aging. I had no idea. I just thought it was because I was aging. I didn't think I had a fungus. Used the over-the-counter medication for a while, and maybe a couple months. I didn't see any change. And if you know me, I need to see your results ASAP, right away, especially medical results, medical issues. It just coincidentally, I had arthroscopic surgery on my left knee, and I was going in to see my internist to have a pre-op examination, because before you have surgery now, it's required to have a pre-op examination. And I went into my internist, which I have known for over 30 years, and I said, Dr. X, can you take a look at my toenails? Can you help me with this? You know, I've been using this over-counter medication. Can you prescribe something else, maybe a little bit stronger? One look at my toenails, one look at my feet, and he says, oh no, this is out of my expertise. This is out of my expertise, which really threw me, because now I'm thinking, what do I have, an advanced stage? What's going on? and he referred me to a podiatrist. Now, this podiatrist supposedly was a great doctor, really good doctor. Oh, you'll like him. On and on and on and on and on. Let me get to the story. March 30th, 2011, I went to see the podiatrist, and sure enough, he diagnosed me with onychomycosis, toe fungus. Gave me a prescription for a topical treatment and also some, and also nail. It was a nail polish, but it was specific for toe fungus. So two prescriptions. And I used them all every single day. I overdosed, if you will. I overdosed the nail polish, the topical creams. I overdosed. Went back to see him. He says, I'll see you in 4 weeks. Went back in 4 weeks. June. Beginning of June. Now, I'm thinking that these appointments are related to my toe fungus. The bottom line is this. I saw this podiatrist for five visits. Four visits were in 2011, and the fifth visit was May 2012. Over the visits, I'm thinking I'm using the cream, I'm using the nail polish, I'm using the cream, I'm using the nail polish. I get a refill on the prescriptions, and I really don't see any change. I don't see any change in my nails, in the coloring, in the thickness of certain toenails. And I go back to this podiatrist, who I was referred to, and he looks at my toenails and he says, "Oh yes, you still have toe fungus." My first appointment with him was March 30th, 2011. May the 4th, 2012. I frigging still have toe fungus. What's going on? When I say you, I'm pointing at the doctor. He's a doctor of podiatry. He's not a medical doctor. Pointing at the doctor. Why do I still have toe fungus? Bottom line is this. He prescribed a medication, very powerful. It's an oral medication. Oral medication instead of the topical creams, 90 days, Lamisil. You have to have a liver test. When you're on this Lamisil, you have to have another liver test. When you have to have a blood test when you are taking this medication. That's how powerful this medication is. While I was on the Lamisil, I requested, because of my frustration, I requested my medical records from this podiatrist. I received my medical records, and oh my God, I just remembered something I could have said. Every medical record that I reviewed was made up. It was false. It was a false medical record. I complained about this doctor May the 25th, and I did. God darn it! I can't believe I didn't even say this in court. And I received the records June the 7th. That's 13 days later. God, I can't believe I didn't even say that. 13 days later, I received the records. They were all created. They were all manufactured by this doctor who was basically covering his ass. I claim that he was that he under prescribed the medication. He was negligent. He falsified medical records. And now I'm getting to the end of the story. I filed a claim against him. I filed a lawsuit against him. And the hearing was today. He was in attendance. I had the medical clinic in attendance. I had witnesses. I've been working on research on this case for, oh my gosh, I would say at least a month. I had exhibits totaling 42 exhibits. I had questions for each witness, the doctor that I said delayed treatment, over 100 questions. The other witnesses had 20, 30, 40 questions. I'm telling you, I prepared, I over-prepared, I researched. Of course the judge was going to look and see that I had a legitimate case. And I'm going to share with you what happened in court right after this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome back. Welcome back. February the 13th, I went to court. I was representing myself. I presented all of my evidence. I presented the evidence that this doctor created these documents and tried to cover up his ass. He basically underprescribed my medication. I had example after example. I had medical records. And guess what happened? After 2.5 hours of hearing testimony, the judge ruled in his favor. After almost 2 years of, and I don't know if I explained this. So March the 30th, 2011, I was diagnosed with toe fungus. May the 4th, 2012, I was diagnosed with toe fungus also. 15 months later, I have the same disease, inflection, whatever you want to call it. I still had it. And I had it because the podiatrist was not aggressive in his treatment. That was my argument. He wasn't aggressive in his treatment. Bottom line is this. I sat through 2.5 hours of offering my evidence, offering days and days and weeks and hours and hours and hours of research and testimony, and I, quote unquote, air quotes, lost my case. And guess what? This is the first time in my life Actually, it's more, I mean, this was this, I mean, listen, you go to court, that's just not a walk in the park. The first time I heard news that if I had heard this news 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, excuse me, Mrs. Roarington, I'm going to have to rule in the defendant's favor. If I had heard that news years ago, I wouldn't be able to smile. I would. The day would have been ruined. It would have been a bad day. It would have been a horrible day. I would have been upset. How do I get revenge? After all, I'm the victim here. And I have to say that you can feel me. Do I sound like I'm pissed off? Do I sound like I had a bad day? Do I sound like, by the way, all of this time that I spent with this doctor, hundreds if not thousands of dollars for treatment that didn't work, for treatment that was underprescribed. Can you imagine? How would you feel after that? I have to say that I looked at the doctor, I looked at all my witnesses, I looked at everyone in the eye, and I gave them a smile. Because this life is not about an outcome. This life is about the journey. This life is about maintaining a vibrational, a frequency of arms out, love, acceptance. You know, humans are the only animals that get pissed off, hold grudges, have bad days, seek revenge. I've done that most of my life. And now I'm choosing to do something different. And regardless of this, of what happened, I feel just as good. I feel as good as if I won a judgment of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. I do. It's not about the outcome. It's about the journey. It's about maintaining your vibration, maintaining, when I say vibration, you know, my thing is we are all energy, and everything energy has a vibration, has a frequency. You know when you feel bad and you know when you feel good. What I'm saying is you can choose those feelings. You can choose to feel bad. You can choose to feel depressed. You choose, not you can, but you choose to feel moody. You choose to feel on edge. You choose to feel resentful because you can choose something else. Now, we're not conditioned to choose something else, but I'm here to tell you that today, on February the 13th, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4:30, I chose to experience every moment with a smile on my face, regardless of what the judge determined. It's not about being right. It's not about being wrong. It's not about being winning. It's about the journey. And I want, and have wanted all my life more than anything, is to maintain and sustain my happiness regardless of my circumstances. And today, I did. I am happy. This is one of the happiest days of my life. And I wanted to share that with you, my listeners. I wanted to share. It's not about what happens. It's about what happens inside. It's not about what happens to you. It's what happens inside of you. I love you so much, Reality Spirituality audience. I love you so much, and thank you. Thank you for listening. We're on this campaign, new marketing campaign, new website. I'm going to have guests on the show. Tim Ray is going to join us, a world-renowned author, and we're going to have so many great, great guests. And I'm grateful and I'm happy to be with you. Send me your emails. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the encouragement. I love you, audience. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Let's smile happy. It's a choice.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get real.